running back room to kind of deplete it as it is?
Kind of like deja vu. It's, you see one brother go down, and then you go and see another one go down, and it's just like it's a real gut-wrenching feeling. You don't want to see that happen to anybody, but then when it happens to one of your teammates, one of the guys in your room, it kind of hits a special place.
So how much pride do you take in being a guy that is extremely versatile, to be a passing game, special teams, carrying the ball, you know, even if it's, you know, 15-plus times a game?
You know, you try to work on everything, and I think everybody on this team takes pride in what they're doing, and so everybody spends a little more time on what they do or what they can do for the team. So whether it's catching the ball, running the ball, blocking on special teams, everybody takes their time, and we all help each other to make sure we're all 100% on everything before going into the game.
Brandon, you said that you're ready to make it, and Coach asked you, you'd have to go back to college to find the last time you were like a workhorse, if you will. Are you ready if the call comes from 20-plus carries in a game?
If need be, I believe I'm ready.
The fact that you've spent your whole career with this team, you know exactly what's expected of each player around you. How does that harvest your own skills and prepare you for an increased opportunity?
It helps me, and I can help other guys as they come in. You know, it's just like James was telling me earlier, it's like you're the big brother of the group. You've just been around. You know what mom and dad expect. And that's kind of what it is, you know, helping Monty come in. And, you know, even when LeGarrette first got here and when he came back, it was like we got to get everybody caught up on this train. And so that's what we're doing right now. We're preparing to get ready for this game. And we got a tough Tennessee Titans team coming in.
And Coach Belichick talked about that last week, saying all the subtleties as far as the play calls and all the different language is difficult for anybody to adjust to, no matter whether they're a veteran or a rookie. So how do you, as a big brother, get that out of people?
Repetition. Me and James sit here and quiz each other. His locker's right next to mine. And then when we get into the room with Ivan, we kind of all quiz each other at the same time, and as we kind of keep each other abreast of what's going on the team.
Is it strange to think that you're the big brother now? I mean,
yeah, it's for me just thinking about a year ago that I was still the younger brother, and now I'm kind of oldest guy on the team now. So yeah, it is kind of weird, but you know, it's just a role that kind of comes with the territory.
Brandon, I know you guys take nothing for granted in each and every week, and you go out and try to come up with victories, and you have lofty goals. But how nice was it to get that first hat and a T-shirt out of the way, even though it didn't happen until Monday night?
To be honest, I really didn't even notice until the next morning. I watched the game, cut it off, and went straight to sleep. Woke up the next morning and saw the news. And, I mean, it's a great feeling. That's what we were working for. And, you know, sometimes that's just the way the ball rolls.
Did you miss the little celebration in the locker room when you get the hats and the T-shirts that you guys usually get?
I'm not going to say I missed it. You know, it was just, like I said, it was something we were working for, something that's just one goal off. So we still got a lot more work to do, and that's what we're preparing for.
Brandon, do you remember having this many injuries in a season with this team?
With this team, no. The most I can remember is when, like, we had Vince go down, Gronk go down, Shane go down, and I want to say, like, three or four at the most. But this many, we really haven't. But I will say we had a great group of guys that can step up and have stepped up, and we're going to continue to roll.
Yeah, how important is it to be versatile, especially this season with this team?
You have to be. You know, with the injuries going around, not only here but just around the league, you'll see plenty of guys just stepping up on different teams, and that's what it takes. That's what it takes to keep a team rolling.
When injuries occur this late in the season, does that make it more difficult to get everyone on the same page?
I don't believe so. We spend a lot of time as a team in the meeting room, so we know everything that's going on. And Tom does a great job of adjusting the new guys. Josh McDaniels does a great job of adjusting the new guys coming in and out. And, I mean, it's just how the coaches prepared us.
How important to keep this thing rolling with still plenty at stake, starting with the Titans Sunday?
It's very important. We got to keep everything rolling. The Tennessee Titans is a great team, and this is a great defense. And we can't shy away from it. We got to go into this headstrong and see what we come out with.
You mentioned Tom. How important is he in keeping, especially the new guys, you know, getting the best out of them? I mean, he's a guy who knows everything.
That, and that's kind of who everybody leans on. I still lean on Tom, and I've been here 4 years. And he's just a great teacher, just a great role model, and a great leader.
This is the time of year when a lot of running backs might be wearing down. Is it an advantage to you that you're just ramping up?
I've never even thought about that. You know, I never even thought about that. I can't even answer that one for you.
But you're, like, in really good physical health because you haven't been used as much as some of the other guys.
But it's still – special teams will take a toll on you. Just think playing all four special teams every game all the season. You get banged up. You get nicked up. Everybody gets nicked up during the season. You know, it's just all about being mentally and physically ready.
What having James next to you here, obviously that's your guy. How proud are you of him and how he's played this year? I mean, stepping in, I mean, catching, getting his first touchdowns of his career, and I mean, he's been playing very well.
Yeah, he's been playing very well, and that's a testament to James, is how hard he works and how hard we push him. And that's, it's been this, everybody in our room especially, we push each other to be great, and that's what we expect from each other.
Appreciate it. Thanks.